The bill would allow for permanently stripping away the badges of officers found to have committed serious misconduct, ending what Democratic Senator Stephen Bradford of Los Angeles calls the wash, rinse, and repeat cycle of officers moving from department to department, even if they have a questionable history. Senate Bill 731, the Kenneth Ross Jr. Police Decertification Act, is named after Kenneth Ross Jr., a Black man who was shot in the back and killed by a Gardena police officer in 2018. Michael Robbins, the police officer responsible for the shooting, was transferred to the Gardena Police Department from Orange County after being responsible for three prior shootings.
We're a state of only five states in the nation that doesn't have a police decertification program. We don't require any follow-up after they initially receive their certification, unlike other professions. We don't even have a process for requiring departments to complete an investigation after an officer has resigned or been fired due to misconduct. In fact, our current system incentivizes officers to leave a department before they're held accountable for their actions and move to a different community. We see this every day.
Critics of the bill, notably the California Police Chiefs Association, the California Association of Highway Patrolmen, and Peace Officers Research Association of California, say that the bill is too broad-reaching, arguing that it could potentially jeopardize officers who act properly. Attorney David Mastagni spoke to the Judiciary Committee on behalf of the police unions. He claims that the bill could strip police officers of due process.
There's also, in my view, different determinations that can be made between an employing agency and a licensing body, and we see that in other professions like lawyers with the state bar, medical licensing boards, nurses. If it's something that is serious, such as stealing from a client, then presumably the state bar would revoke the license. If it's a mistake, it may be some lesser punishment. And that is the framework that we had been working towards, and frankly, we're disappointed that the latest iteration of this bill seemed to move farther apart from that commonality and those principles of fundamental rule of law, due process, and fairness.
The bill would create a 9-member disciplinary panel with 3 law enforcement representatives and the rest with backgrounds opposing police misconduct. Police are working on their own proposal. It would leave all investigations to local agencies and only allow decertification of an officer if they've left the department or committed 3 acts of serious misconduct. The advisory board would be composed of mostly law enforcement. Senator Bradford explains why the police approach would not satisfy public demand and how it leaves the public vulnerable to attacks by police who often face no repercussions.
There's concern that this is biased toward officers and that the composition is not similarly compared to boards of other licensed professions. The truth is that the public does not trust law enforcement to police themselves. We've seen too many examples from millions of protesters across this country who have rallied behind the murder and execution of George Floyd to this past Sunday shooting Mr. Blake in Wisconsin. People do not trust the police to do this job.
Democratic Assemblymember Ash Kalra of San Jose is a co-author of the bill. He says that anti-Black racism is embodied by the police force. It's a systemic issue and not one that can be solved using old approaches.
You know, the anti-Black racism and violence that's systemic in policing, as we're recognizing nationally, it doesn't mean that individual police officers are bad. That's what systemic issues mean, is that we can't separate ourselves from that just because we're a good or bad person. Everyone prefer to police themselves. Nobody wants someone else looking at their conduct and saying you're not, you know, especially, you know, independent investigation, you know, that you're doing it right, or you should do it this way, or you should do it that way. But the reality is necessary.
Several lawmakers and advocates said that police associations showed that they aren't sincere by declaring support for many of the reform concepts, but now opposing the bills themselves. Democratic lawmakers supported Bradford's bill despite having their own concerns with details they said can be fixed later. The committee passed the bill for a possible floor vote Monday, meaning that the fate of police reform in California may be largely decided over this weekend. I'm Emma Herdman for KPFA.